It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Awkward Tuesday Phone Call.
You know, I'm more fortunate than most when it comes to bad neighbor stories. Because the worst I ever had was my family's housekeeper, Lucy.
What?
She took care of you. Yeah. She was basically your mother.
She stayed in the poolside guest bungalow.
Oh, God.
And I can't tell you how many times I was awoken early in the morning to the smell of fresh pancakes.
Oh, what a lie. Annoying.
Yes.
I mean, it's like, how did you ever turn out normal, Jeffrey?
So, you know,
what a hard I put up childhood with it. To overcome.
I don't know how I made it through. But
do you need a hug?
That would annoy me, too.
A pile of pancakes. Do you need that?
Yeah. Don't even put me in that mode. Just one of our listeners. Yeah, I can't look at pancakes again. But one of our listeners is having an issue with a neighbor of theirs that's gotten so bad she's actually emailed us for help.
No.
So let's talk to Lisa. Lisa, how you doing?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Oh man, you sound sad, Lisa.
Look, I'm over this guy, right?
Okay.
Oh, it's a guy. It's reached that point.
Who is this guy?
His name is Mike. He is a semi-new neighbor in my apartment building. He's been here for, 2.5 months.
I thought you said nude for a second. What's the complaint?
Yeah.
I mean, only 2.5 months and he's already on your nerves? What's he doing?
He lives down the hall from me.
Yeah.
And I have never had a neighbor that is this bad. It's been hell. He is notoriously loud.
Nice.
To the point where I know everything about this guy's life, not because we've had a conversation or I care, but I know that he just got a job as a flight attendant recently.
Good for him.
That is good.
Yeah, sure.
When did you find that out? What time of the day was it so loud that you heard that?
Yeah, that would be 3 a.m.
My God.
He's also on that schedule, too.
Did you send champagne over to his house right then, or did you wait for the next day?
Hell no. He was literally jumping up and down, screaming at 3 a.m. He woke, everyone in the building up.
That sucks.
I feel like we've all been there
before. I mean, the good news is he's a flight attendant, so maybe he'll be traveling more.
Yeah, so far that has not been the case.
Oh, no. Is there more?
Yeah, I mean, there's tons. There are 14, 15 people in my building who are all pissed off.
Oh, you're not the only
everyone.
One.
Oh, no. We talk about it. I'm friendly with most of my neighbors. I'm not usually a person with grievances. But they've chosen me to deal with this.
Ooh.
And, oh, God, he has these friends who come over as well.
You say it with such disdain. How does he have friends?
I mean, who wants to hang out with this guy? Who goes to this guy for their freaking boyfriend problems? Apparently everyone. I mean, there's this girl, Jen, who was in the hallway a couple nights ago.
You even know her name?
Yeah.
Yes, because she's crying in the hallway, banging on his door about her boyfriend, Chad, who cheated on her.
Oh.
And this is 4 a.m.?
Well, that's not really his fault. I mean, it's not in his control when she showed up crying.
Yeah, but he could have taken her into his apartment, but he decided to just stand in the hallway to talk it out.
Oh.
So she's sobbing in the hallway.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, no one wants a crying girl in their apartment. You gotta keep it a little bit of a distance there.
Yeah, usually I bring them in and then they start crying.
Yeah. Have you tried to subtly say anything to him about keeping it down? Maybe he doesn't even realize how disruptive he's being because he's new to the building.
I did open the door once and yell, shut the fuck up down the hall.
Oh, you're that person.
Oh.
I mean, I'm that person at 4 a.m., yeah.
Yeah, everyone's got a breaking point.
But, other people have had, I think, more polite conversation with him about it. He has been told. He's aware.
Okay.
He's aware. Okay.
That was going to be the next question. Does he know? Because some people are just loud and they don't realize how loud they are.
It's speaking from Jose's experience.
Thank you. I was trying to put it on me. But
I mean, he does sound kind of fun. Especially if he's up till 3:34 in the morning.
Girls
want
to go to him for a reason.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? Then you be friends with the asshole, all right? You look next door.
Hey, don't try and put that on me.
I mean, I get it. I could see you're frustrated. It's one thing that, he didn't know, but now he knows, and I'm guessing the behavior's continuing. Mm-hmm. He's not being considerate of his neighbors at all.
Right. I mean,
not at all.
So it's definitely sounding annoying. What made you email us? What do you want to do with your awkward Tuesday phone call?
I want advice now on how to convince this guy to just, like, move out of the building.
Oh. Ooh,
I thought you were going to need advice on how to stay calm, because I don't know that you have that quite mastered yet.
I'm running on, like, 2 hours of sleep here because of this guy.
See, that's affecting your job and your life. That makes sense.
I mean, it's not just me. Like, no one wants him here. He's not respectful.
And, yeah, that's true.
You know, he said he's sorry, but nothing's changing. So I want to convince him that it's in everyone's best interest if he leaves.
You're pretty much like the representative for the entire apartment complex at this point.
That's intense.
Okay.
All right. We're going to think of some advice to give you on how to call your neighbor and tell him, bro, you too loud. You got to move.
Oh.
We'll do that with your Awkward Tuesday phone call next. Hold on.
It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
He's loud.
Mm.
He's obnoxious.
Ah.
And his friends are even worse than him. He's the most annoying neighbor in the world.
Oh, man.
And his name is Mike. And everybody in his building wants him to get the F out.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Especially Lisa, who's actually emailed us to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call, asking our advice, not on how to quiet him down, but how to actually convince him to move.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
And
that's
so
big.
I'm hoping, Brooke, that you have some helpful tips for her. What do you think?
Well, I just put myself in Mike's shoes. And if somebody came up to me and told me that, I'd be like, make me want to stay even more.
You know what I mean?
Like, I'd be angry. So I think instead, you come at him with, like, a reason he'd want to move. Like, you don't suggest the move. You just say, hey, did you know construction's going on in our building and we're not going to have toilets for 6 months?
Oh,
you know, something like that.
Honestly, I kind of like that. That's kind of a good idea.
You could go use the McDonald's a block away.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Jose, what do you think?
Well, I've actually been in this situation before, but I was actually the loud one.
Mm-hmm.
So, right. You know, I was trying to think, I wonder what you would have had to done to me to get me to move out. And I think you may need to pay him off.
Oh, wow.
Or tell him there's free chicken wings in the lobby and then run upstairs and lock him out of his own apartment. Throw away the key.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll work for a good 2 hours until she gets a new key.
Yeah. Well, then we can ask for more advice from Rick.
Oh, we just keep putting new foods down in the lobby over and over.
Yeah.
Okay.
Way too much effort, honestly.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we'll just do the simple thing, I guess, and just call him right now and let you make your Awkward Tuesday phone call. You feel ready?
I mean, look, I need this guy out.
Okay.
Stay calm.
We're here for you.
Good luck.
I'm dialing his number right now. We'll jump in when we feel like you need a little bit of help. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, Mike, this is Lisa, your neighbor from down the hall.
Oh, yeah, what's up?
I don't think we've, like, officially met before. Honestly, I don't know if I'd even want to.
What does that mean?
Look, dude, you are, like, one of the most loud and obnoxious people I have ever been in proximity to. It's getting insane. Like, at early hours, too. Like, people in this building have jobs and lives.
Oh, I honestly, I had no idea that it was affecting you. You know what I mean? I'm glad you told me and it won't happen again.
Okay, no, dude, no, because I know that other people in the building have brought this shit up to you and you haven't changed anything.
No habla inglés. I don't speak a lot of English.
Dude, what are you even doing? No, I know exactly what language you speak because I can hear every freaking word you say in your apartment.
Are you like a spy or something? I mean, that's kind of weird.
No, dude, like, I don't have to be a spy. I'm, like, in my own apartment. I don't want to listen to you, but I hear everything. Like, I know all your friends, all their issues. Like your friend Tracy, who is freaking out at, like, 3 a.m. the other night because she was pissed off about how the Gilmore Girls season finale ended.
Okay, I mean, maybe you should invest in some earplugs or something, because it sounds like more of a you problem, like you fixated on this.
No, it is a everyone problem. You have become the building's problem. At least 14 neighbors have nominated me to talk to you right now. Like, that is why I'm calling you right now.
Okay, look, I'm going to be honest with you because you sound like a reasonable person.
I am not being reasonable, all right?
All right, look. I'm being loud for a reason, and I know I'm being loud.
What reason could you possibly have for pissing off your neighbors? Come on.
Okay, look, my ex-girlfriend, she cheated on me, and she moved in with the dude she's cheating on, and they're, like, right underneath my apartment. And I'm being loud because I'm exacting revenge on them, and I want, and this is my way of getting them to have to move out.
Whoa. My mind is blown.
I did not see that
coming. No, that is psycho.
What?
Wait, what? I love it.
What the f*** is happening right now?
Hey, Mike, you're on the radio right now with Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
I'm your girlfriend's new boyfriend, bro.
Oh, my God.
What? Just kidding. I'm totally kidding. I'm sorry. I'm an idiot on a radio show.
What? What the f***? You called a radio show?
Yeah, I f***ing did because you're a f***ing moron and you're, like, ruining our lives. And now you're even more an asshole. Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
You are harsh,
Lisa. You're coming in hot, man.
Yeah.
You don't have any sort of, like, empathy for this dude. I mean, I don't think he's going about it the right way, but, like...
He got cheated on.
You got a feel for him a little bit.
Yeah. For the people just joining us, Lisa needed our help because she didn't know how to confront you about all the issues that have been going on with you late at night.
Because she was very good at confrontation.
Yeah. So we're trying to help her have that conversation in a civil way with you.
I mean, she was at a point where she wanted you to move out of the building. She said that everybody was trying to get you to move out of the building because you were being so loud and keeping everybody up.
They are.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing is just kind of bonkers. And then calling a radio station about it, I mean, this is wild.
I think it's a little more bonkers to move in to where your ex-girlfriend is living and try and force her to move out. That seems a little more vindictive.
Is that what happened? You moved in, or?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because she wanted to cheat, then I'm going to, you want to play, let's play.
Okay. Bro, that's next level.
Is it working?
Petty,
yeah.
It's just not where you want to spend your energy, Mike.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, the best revenge is to, like, look hot and do
successful.
you know?
I mean, look, you know, we all have our own ways of coping, and this, honestly, it's working for me. I'm doing on all of the above strategy. I mean, I'm also going to the gym.
Okay. You'll need a people wanting you to move out. I don't think it's working.
It's not working for anybody else. Like, Lisa, maybe we should ask Lisa, do you know the girl that lives beneath him?
I mean, yeah, and she's a decent neighbor, but sounds like she was a shitty girlfriend, so, like, I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
There you go. We're making
nice.
Some ground.
Yeah.
Here.
There's
Look
some compassion
us.
From Lisa.
But, like, this is affecting everyone in the building, not just, like, your ex. Mm-hmm. So what do you want me to do to help you get rid of her?
Oh.
Ooh. Oh. Hey, that's actually not
Wait, we're going to join forces on this?
Team up.
It's an alliance now.
If he can
I
get
like
rid
this.
Of her, the problem is solved.
Look, I need sleep, so I will do anything at this point.
Mike, what do you think? You now have an ally.
Let's host a dance party and be even louder.
Hey, Ray, let's
I love
go.
That.
I don't know if that's going to help with her sleep.
Starts at 2 a.m.
I mean, sacrifice a couple nights, Jeffrey, to get the job done.
You know what? I know what I can do. I'm going to tell her that construction is happening in our building, and she's not going to be able to use her toilet for 6 months.
Oh, okay.
Hey, there you go.
Oh, there we go.
There you go. You're welcome.
And does she like chicken wings? Because we had a pretty great idea about chicken wings.
I don't know about that one.
Oh,
okay.
Come on. All right. I want to help.
You could always just sleep with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
Or
you can't sleep with everybody to fix all your problems.
Well, Jeffrey, I have a life that may prove you wrong.
I also heard she was looking for sleep.
Yeah.
So. That's true.
That does make you pretty tired afterwards.
Oh, this sounds great. I'm on board. But Lisa, is the construction thing real? Because that would suck. I don't want to be you.
No.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.